Oh man, it's Sunday. I'm tired, my voice is off, I haven't eaten breakfast. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to episode two of the podcast. I'm so excited, I'm finally here. I didn't even think I would make it past episode one, so that's really surprising. I'm just so excited to finally start a new episode, a new podcast. So over the past night, I was thinking a lot about the future of this podcast. I'm like, I want a lot of episodes. I want this to be a, like maybe a way I can make a living. I don't know. I know it sounds kind of crazy because of the content I create, but this is just getting started. And before getting to this point, I read a lot of news articles. I watched a lot of videos about sustaining your podcast, and they all said don't worry too much about the beginning. It happens to everyone. It's just the footsteps of taking off. You just gotta control yourself. And my goal of the podcast is not to like bore you out. Like, I want you to listen to it. And I asked my brother yesterday when he was listening to the podcast. He said it was pretty interesting, but he thought it was not so interesting at the end. So I feel like I should amp it up a bit because I'm not gonna redo a whole first episode for nothing because I'm never gonna get the perfect first episode. You gotta keep going and keep going and keep going. It's like if it's a new podcast, people aren't gonna click on the first episode. They're gonna click on the episode that sounds the most interesting to them, like the title. Because, like the saying goes, don't judge a book by its cover while people judge a podcast by its name. So, gotta be careful. I'm sorry, my voice is a bit off. I just woke up. So, recap of today. Today is Sunday. I got church this morning, then in the afternoon, I got a choir concert. Evening, I probably have to do some homework. I got a social studies project due on Tuesday. I have a science test on Tuesday, Wednesday, or Tuesday. Oh, I can't remember. French test on Tuesday. Yeah, just a lot of stuff. So I probably want to get a head start. Now, the truth is, I usually am one of those people who wait till the last minute to do everything, so I'm probably gonna wait till then, but okay, just something I noticed is I breathed really heavily, so if you don't like that, please let me know. Okay, so today's podcast, I'm gonna talk about some of my games I play. Yeah, computer games. I play some computer games, so we're gonna talk about those a little. If you find that boring or uninteresting, please let me know. Maybe I can change something up. Computer games. It's one of those things everyone does for fun. I mean, even I play computer games for fun. So let's get started. So one of my favorite computer games are made by SCS Software, and they are called American Truck Simulator and European Truck Simulator. And both games are truck simulators. American Truck Simulator is set in America, European Truck Simulator is set in Europe. But you know, Europe and America are countries, continents. About the same size, so yeah, America is huge, people. So basically in the game, you're a character, and what you need to do is you need to earn money by collecting jobs for different companies. So you select a job for a company, and there's jobs called quick jobs where you use their truck and their trailer. There's freight jobs where when you have enough money you can buy your own truck and then use your own truck but use their trailer. Or if you have enough stuff, you can do the cargo market, which means you have your own truck and you have your own trailer and you can transport things. So you earn more money and you get skill levels to carry new types of stuff like gasoline, and you can carry like rail locomotives, so it's really cool. Second game is Bombing Simulator 19, like Laserbeam said. It's the new Fortnite in Europe. It's basically a farming game. It's amazing, graphics aren't that high, but you don't need a high CPU or RAM to play the game. It's really nice, run your own farm, get money, buy whatever equipment you like, you can choose what you want, you can choose what you plant, and try to earn money. It's a fun game, it gets boring after a little while, but you get used to it. And lastly is Train Simulator and Train Sim World. So both games are simulator games. Train Simulator and Train Sim World, the main difference between them is that one is actually lower graphics. And then Trains in Rome is supposed to be, like, huge graphics, i7, like, graphics, and, like, not i5 graphics, which I'm using right now. So, basically, it's, like, upgraded version, and there aren't as many features, like you can't design your own railroad thing, but they're both amazing games. I love trains, I'm a train geek, I love driving the trains, Amtrak trains, freight trains, passenger trains are my favorite and my specialty, but yeah. So that's a little more about my games that I play. Alright folks, it's time for Word of the Day and News Article of the Day. So, today's Word of the Day, according to Merriam-Webster, is, drumroll please,
resuscitate. 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 Resuscitate.
Resuscitate. I feel like I've heard this word before. So the definition of it is, to revive from apparent death or unconsciousness, also revitalize, to come to revive. So some examples are, Christine took a CPR class to learn how to resuscitate victims of heart attacks, near drowning, and other medical emergencies. So, what was yesterday's word of the day again? Wasn't it logy? Yeah, logy. I'm learning already, and it means like drowsy and tired. Okay, I'm already learning. So today's is resuscitate.
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 Resuscitate. Alright. So I picked on a nice news article today called Bombing Burglars Butt Dial 911 on Themselves Arrested After High Speed Chase in Houston. Alright, let's read it. A pair of bumbling burglars were arrested after apparently butt dialing 911 while fleeing the scene of a burglary at a Best Buy near Houston early Saturday. Okay, butt dial. The men are alleged to have knocked off a Best Buy in Sugar Land, Texas. Sugar Land. At about 3 a.m. while responding to an alarm at the store. The dispatch received a 911 call in the area. Houston police said, but instead of a caller, they heard only background noise. Authorities say they pinged a cell phone, which was coming from a car traveling toward Houston, from the Suburban Electronics store, and it took off in pursuit. He somehow butt-dialed 911 and put it all together. Officers were already en route to the alarm call when they got the other 911 call. A communications officer for the Houston Police Department told Houston ABC station KTRK. The suspects led police on a chase that reached speeds of 120 miles per hour, police say. The suspects bailed out of their truck in northeast Houston, but two of the three men were not captured. The third remains at large. Authorities found stolen laptops and other electronics from Best Buy in the suspect's truck. The same Best Buy in Sugar Land was the scene of a $200,000 robbery in March 2015. So this news article is from ABC News and is by Mark Osborne, so full credit to them. This is a funny story. They literally turned themselves in because they butt dialed 911. That is just hilarious. It's like, oh, okay, let's rob. Oh, and you call 911 on yourself. I'm like, if you're gonna rob a bank, why'd you? It's like, they didn't. It's so funny. Like, I can't imagine when they were, like, driving away and they're, like, looked at their phone and they realized, oh, it's 911. And then they, like, see a police car chasing them right behind them. Like, that'd be so scary. And good things they didn't, like, hit someone or else someone would have to resuscitate them. Yeah, vocabulary word. And it was the scene of a $200,000 robbery in 2015. Well, wherever that Best Buy is, they better change something because, well, people are gonna try to rob you again. These are probably an easy place to rob. And police of Sugarland, it just looks hilarious. Like this police car, it says police Sugarland. I mean, it just sounds so fictional. The suspects bailed out of the truck, but two of the three men were captured. The third remains at large. They don't have anything. I don't know how they would recognize who he was. They have to get the other victims to crack to tell them who the other victim is, because time is ticking and he can travel out and he can get out of this country before you know it. He's not going to get caught for his crime. And then that might, like, promote other soldiers to come after him. And I just think it's amazing how people rob places. Like, why do you want to rob places? Just work hard, get the money, you can buy stuff. Why do you have to be like this? Just, come on. You don't really have to lead someone on a police chase. It's just endangering public lives. And, come on. And you butt die on 911. Yeah, your butt sat on something and you die on 911. That's just dumb. You don't put your phone on the seat you're robbing. Why do you need your phone when you're robbing something? Oh, to call someone? Like, hello? Hi 911, this is Phil, and I'm gonna rob Best Buy, okay? Just the word butt dial and Sugar Land Police. It's just so funny. Alright, well, thanks so much for listening to this new episode of the podcast. Next week, we're gonna talk about the O.J. Simpson case, what I think about it. Next episode, yeah! We're coming out tomorrow on Monday. If I have enough time to do an episode tomorrow with all my homework. I want to thank you again for listening to episode 2. I hope it's brought you a little more about my life. I'm sorry my breathing is so loud. I'm sorry that the microphone is so close. It's just something I have. So maybe consider a pop filter on my microphone or something. Yeah. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. And I can't wait to film the next episode. All right. That's it for now. See you later.